A battle at the Geneva ballot box is a-brewing. Later in June, the people of Geneva will be asked if they want a brand new centre for live music and culture, or are trees, some of which are 150 years old, more important. Voters in the city of Geneva will have to make that choice in June. Supporters of the project say the venue is needed to bring new life into the music scene. It will create new concert halls, rehearsal rooms and places to eat and drink, and will open up parkland currently behind the UN walls. As Laurence Brenner, Secretary General of the Cité de la Musique, explains.
The Cité de la Musique is a great opportunity to bring together the Orchestre de la Suisse Romande and the Haute École de Musique of Geneva under the same roof, which will increase the interaction between the students and the professional, and that's one of the main goals.
But it will be built on land that's currently occupied by the United Nations and will mean the felling of 130 ancient trees, a price too high, according to Bjorn Arvidsson from a group that's fighting the project.
You must understand we love music too, but putting music in opposition to nature in such a symbolic place, plus the fact that there is a historical landmark of high value that has not really been discussed openly with the public, makes us say no to this project at this specific location. But we're not against music, and we're definitely not against culture, but sacrificing such a huge reserve of trees and nature and well-being seems for us not really accurate today. So for us, it's more, the question is more about, shall we not put that project somewhere else where we don't need to cut down all those trees?
But Laurence says they're fully aware of the environmental impact and already have plans to mitigate the effect.
I think we need to see what we have with the Cité de la Musique. We have a great place that we need for the students, for the musicians, for the public of Geneva. And on the other hand, the project has really considered from the beginning that it needs to have the least impact on the environment. So we will plant double the trees. We are creating two biotopes. We are planting trees with essences that can support climate changes in the future. So I think we have really thought that project with the environment factor.
Not enough, says Bjorn. The loss of biodiversity will be catastrophic.
Definitely not. You know, you cannot count one tree that is 150 years old with I don't know how many leaves, and that brings every day a lower temperature. It's a housing for a whole biodiversity with two small sticks that will grow in 100 years and give the same result. You must calculate what a tree gives and as it is, as its size, and you can and from that point you can find a solution to give the same service, but two small trees will not give that before 50 or 100 years. So two trees for one tree, it's a very shortcut think around what the service is yet, if I can express myself that way.
The people will have the final say on June 13th, as it's a communal vote. Non-Swiss who have been living in the city of Geneva for more than 8 years also get to have their say on the Cité de la Musique.